Yeah, go for it. It didn't make a difference.
Turn it on. Go turn your heater on.
Go turn your heater on. We all want to look at your behind.
We want to look
there.
At the pajama pants.
Wearing pajama bottoms.
So turn off your camera for a second.
Yeah, give him a show. Give him a show.
Kevin, can you still hear me right now?
He can't hear anything. There we go.
Look at that booty.
We got what was that
booty
left
shot?
Cheek?
Yeah, Kevin booty shot.
Oh my gosh, there's people passing out in retirement homes everywhere. The villages just went wild. Mm-hmm. Just went wild.
Oh my goodness, what is going on?
So apparently you're an animal lover.
Yeah, yes, this is George the Animal Steel.
Your shirt doesn't make a lot of sense. I actually, so we've spent a lot of time trying to fix Kevin's audio before the show. I think his headphones aren't actually plugged in at all at this point because his mic's not picking up.
Oh my gosh.
He gets so mad. I was telling Carrie, I have the... Hi, Kevin.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Wow.
You sound terrible.
Sounds different.
Try another set of headphones.
He's so upset.
It's so silly how, you know, just human nature is so silly that this would upset him. Like, it's like when I tell my wife to slow down because I'm fearing for my life. You know, she gets mad at me and I'm like, I just don't want to die, honey. And it's like I have to decide, do I tell her to slow down and know she'll be mad at me for 10 minutes? Or do I just let myself be scared I'm going to die? And the same with Kevin. Do I tell him his audio sounds crappy and make him cranky for 20 minutes?
Not mine.
Or let the podcast sound terrible. And even the comments, Carrie, did you see the comments? People are like, so unprofessional.
When the commenters notice, that's when it's bad. Because Dave's a bit of an audiophile. He's very picky with audio quality.
So I saw comments.
There were some comments calling out Kevin's mic and calling him unprofessional for how bad it sounded.
I saw comments from people saying, I heard nothing. It sounded terrific to me.
That's way better, Kevin.
You sound good.
Use those ones. Earmark those ones. Put a little blue tag on
this. It acts like I'm getting upset at nothing. I've been back and forth to the house, to the car.
Well, dude, just put a marker on those so you know they're the good ones.
Little painter's tape.
Put a little piece of painter's tape.
How about we find a guest again next week? The people seem to love it.
Kevin,
there you go. I just wrote a mark on it.
So I want to know, Kevin, your thoughts on the eBay Power Hour falling apart.
He deleted
all his videos.
All his videos are gone.
All his
man.
Sites, OnlyFans, YouTube, they're all gone.
Oh, he's been commenting on my videos lately, so he's not.
He's still alive.
Yeah, he's still
dead, Kevin.
Living, dude. He says he's doing eBay part time, from what I've heard through the grapevine. And he was supposed to be on the Power Hour, and then he didn't show up because of like a car.
That's the last I heard. He got some massive buyout, and you know, what the heck's going on?
Yeah,
I don't know, but
his channel's still there.
You were working on a big buyout.
People need to realize you need to be consistent, and you need to be mediocre, and then you can have a little bit of results on a podcast. That's as simple as that.
If you consistently put out a mediocre podcast, you will get mediocre views.
This is Kevin's mantra. He has shirts that just says consistently put out. And that's what I've learned from Kevin.
Kevin, I have a question. Today you put out a video on your picker, and I thought the thumbnail would underperform. Was I right or was I wrong?
You were wrong. It's a three growing in strength.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's a good indicator for me.
I went for the...
How to do
what's wrong with the thumbnail?
I hated it, but that's okay because I've done things you've hated and they've worked. So who
I hated my last three thumbnails and they underperform, and I like this
those
thumbnail
ones better.
And it's performing. Mm-hmm. Oh, they were terrible, Dave. Those were the worst videos as far as views I've put out in years, three in a row. And you like the thumbnails. So what does that tell you?
That tells me I don't know a freaking thing. And if I did, my channel would grow more than 100 subscribers a month. So, I mean,
the problem is it's your mind. See, you have to associate your mind with the viewer's mind as opposed to your mind with your mind.
Yes, yes. Mm. Thank you. There we go. Tony Danza or Tony Baloney. What's that guy, the motivational guy?
Tony Montagna.
Tony Robbins, that one.
Oh, that was close.
I'll tell you, thumbnails are they blow my mind at this point. Because every once in a while you have one that he did the, what did he do?
He did like the, Beachbody. You're kind of like the Tony Horton of reselling, kind of.
Oh, jeez. I go from an old man to the Tony
Horton. No, that's a compliment. I'm bumping you up.
Now, Kevin, why do you feel the need to wear an I'm an animal lover shirt?
I thought it would be appropriate. Just projecting like, much? You know,
it was
either this
a
or a right
sense.
Side up pineapple. It was one or the other.
Yeah,
the people have spoken. We all think you hate animals. So a shirt isn't going to change that.
Did you see all the animals in that video? See, Dave, you looked at the thumbnail, but you didn't look at the title. What's more outrageous is it's performing and it has you two in it. That's what's more outrageous.
You're welcome.
That's good. Welcome. Yeah, it's probably because of that specifically.
So I did a thumbnail, and I was really excited because I didn't do any words in my thumbnail for like when we were at one of the swap meets or whatever. But I had to – I almost put my – there's a bunch of little bobbleheads in the picture, right? And I took pictures of my face, and I was going to put them in there and hidden, but then I decided against it. I thought that was too weird.
Yeah,
but I had it there. There is a version with my head in a couple spots to see if anybody would notice.
I didn't put any words in my thumbnail today. That's why Dave didn't like it.
I like that. I want to move like towards words. That, honestly. I want actually, less Karen emojis was, and more just me looking sexy.
The big thing I didn't like was the arrow. The arrow was like so cartoony and out of place that it bothered me.
The type of arrow is what got
literally
you.
The type of arrow is what
Comic
bothered
Sans
me.
Arrow.
Well, if it makes you feel any it better, was Comic I went through Sans. Three arrows. Before I came back to that arrow. I went through three different arrows before I got to that one.
You could have been listing on eBay that whole time, but instead of worrying about the type of arrow you're using.
I did a video years ago, Dave, that I thought would just do terrible. And it had this perfect blue sky in the background. And I put the title across the top of that, and it killed it. It wasn't even that good a video. And so I saw that blue sky down there in Florida in the middle of the winter, and I thought, I got to get some blue sky in there.
Yeah, speaking of blue sky and bright, bright suns, this happened today.
Yeah,
dude. Critter. Sunburn. Where were you? At a park or something?
Flea market,
or were you at the beach?
Must be nice. I went yard sale on Saturday, Dave. And
how'd it go?
Did you talk to Brandon at all?
He went to Roanoke.
No, he didn't. He had to go to this one.
He did.
I went to a yard sale.
He told me he went to like one estate sale and then he went to Roanoke for Jen's birthday to do yard sales up there. But maybe I'm confused.
Oh, well, maybe you're right, but I got to this yard sale, and it started at 7, right? It was pretty early, and my daughter had to be at gymnastics at 8, and I told my wife, I'll take her, I'll just go late to a yard sale. Mm-hmm. And so I get to the yard sale, and I have a camera on, obviously, and the lady says, it's the second person showed up with a camera today. So I'm thinking, Brandon was there, right?
Yeah,
and I said, was he here with his wife? Yeah, yeah. And she described his wife, and I'm like, well, yeah, that's Brandon.
They might have hit it, yeah. Maybe they hit it on their way to Roanoke.
Yeah, it was so early. Yeah, but and then I drove. So there was like 5 sales listed. 2 of them are at addresses that you ever get those that are the same exact address, so you don't go to them. I don't know if you know that. That's what happens around here a lot. So I'm like, 2, I'm not
like
going to
at
all.
Like you've been there a million times.
Yeah,
you know
yeah,
it's not
yeah.
your price.
It's like a permanent garage sale. Yeah, right? Yeah. And so the next 2 I went to didn't exist. They weren't there. They weren't at the address. There was no sale. Even though it had it listed with the date and the time, nothing. Hate that. Drives me nuts.
Yeah.
So I literally drove.
Dude,
like,
do you go knock on the door and yell at them? That's what I do.
No, my wife probably would, though. She's like, that would make
How
me
dare
like,
you?
Dude, I was in a trailer park. I'm like, I ain't rolling up to nobody's trailer knocking on the door. Not happening.
You know what we should do, Kerry? We should go into Yard Sale Treasure Map and just add like 80 Lynchburg garage
sales. Dude, I've talked about this. I don't even look at it.
Just so Kevin ends up going all over the place.
Awesome. I don't even look at it because there's nothing on it.
Have it
there
just
might
be post
be
offices and animal shelters and stuff? Like, just trigger them twice.
Those just don't work around here. They just don't.
Yeah, I did.
There's
ask
nothing.
Hodgepodge Pam met me at the Browns today.
She met you.
And Tina.
Oh, she met you. I thought you meant like she got to meet me today.
No.
Like,
no.
Geez,
that's Dave. How Kevin
Tina
talks.
Invited her because Tina came to the flea market. Tina came to the flea market with me.
Wow.
And she said her dog's been driving her nuts. I said, just give it to Kevin. Won't be a problem anymore. She didn't get it.
He'll
she didn't get it.
He'll take care of it.
She didn't get it.
The
it
lure's not
on,
reached
like,
yet. Yeah, we're trying.
He's the equalizer of dogs. Right? Is that what happens? I haven't seen the movie,
solve
but I think
your
that's
dog
what happens.
Problems. Yes, indeed.
I did see dogs today, though. I ended up going to that sale, and I did hit 2 more eventually that weren't on my list, and that I looked up later that had popped up. And then I went to the flea market, and I saw 3 dogs at like 5 stops. That was
look
a good
at Kevin.
Day.
Kevin said, said that I was lucky going to the flea market today, and he just admitted he went to the flea market today.
Oh, shit. Yeah, okay. So, I mean, come to my flea. Have you been to my flea market?
I have not. No.
You haven't. All right, we'll have to go. We'll have to come.
Yeah, Carrie's coming.
Although that's where I found stuff.
Yeah, I'm leaving in like it's like I'm leaving at midnight on Wednesday morning, so like 2 days basically.
Yeah,
jeez, very good. And Dawn,
and Dawn too. Yeah, we are. This is like the third time I've flown with Dawn, like in 3 or 4 months. We're travelers now, man.
There's several exciting things, Kevin, that you could be a part of if you came too. Right, Dune two,
Dune
theaters. Okay,
more Dune.
The Browns. On Saturday, the Webster on Monday, and a hockey game on Sunday.
Yes. The Orlando Solar Dogs.
The Solar Bears versus the Iceman, who used to have a way better name, the Lizard
Kings. Yeah, yeah, the Lizard Kings was so much better. It was like Jim Morrison looking all sexy. Yeah, that was such a great logo.
Yeah. What'd you say?
I'm the one who should be going. Carrie, you guys got stuff going on out there right now. It should be popping out there.
It actually yard sales. Should be. Like by the time I get back, it should be like the heat of it. Right now it's probably starting. Art was telling me about going with him to something down in California next weekend, but I'm gonna be gone. But that's like a card show. Because that's been where most of my energy's been lately.
That's what I found. I actually found something at the flea market. I was so desperate. Like the first place I went to, I bought two things, and I'm like, oh gosh, I overpaid for these. I mean, I'm gonna make money, but it wasn't good. But I knew it was gonna be a slow day. I'm like,
because
you
have a lot of followers.
If I'll buy something here,
we'll overpay.
No, I'd have bought it.
But anyways.
So that, and then like I bought one other thing in another yard sale. The rest of the footage was just garbage. And then I went to the flea market and found stuff at the flea market. Stuff Carrie would like. I showed you one of them. I got, so tell me, we'll bore Dave for a second. 1985 Fleer. Like the whole set in great condition.
Dude, I love it.
Yeah, pretty good. 1985 Donruss, the whole set.
That's Dwight Gooden's rookie year, if I remember right.
Wasn't it Kirby Puckett too? Or is that not right?
Eric Davis.
Yeah, I think that one was in there.
Yeah, Kirby's 85 maybe. As well. Yeah, Clemens is 85 as well. You're right.
So it was a good set. So I bought that, and then I bought 1982 Topps football rack pack.
Yeah,
and a few other things. I paid $50 for everything, but I got like 5 or 6 other things thrown in that will pay for that. So Star Wars pack from 1980,
dude.
That
was that's right up my alley.
Theory. My only theory is that now that Kevin's in the shed, he's got this lean back chair, and that's what makes the mic rub on his shirt, whereas it never used to do it because he was sitting like straight up in a wooden chair. That's what the difference is.
I feel like it's, I mean, based on the amount of nipples he has, it's got to be chafing at least one of them.
Yeah. Yeah. What's he going to do? He's going to tape, something to his chin. All right. You know what? I'm in for it.
I'm
happy?
Done.
Yep. I'm happy.
Smile for the thumbnail.
Well, we'll see if the tape
won't show up in the stay. Thumbnail.
The tape's not staying. It must be American.
He just
Bubble
ripped
Boy.
Some of the beard hair he's been growing for the last two, three years.
Some viewers heard that. So I went to the flea market, Carrie, and they had like probably 70 boxes of sealed like wax packs and stuff from 80s up to the late 90s. I was like, Carrie would love this, but he's asleep, and I'm not going to call him.
That is true. That is true. You could just...
But I asked him, I said, are you coming Saturday? I said, are you coming Saturday? And he said, well, I don't know. I said, I want you to with this because my buddy would probably want to buy some of this. So he might. He said maybe.
I hope so. I hope so.
So we'll see.
I mean, that's the one thing I learned from the last trip, and this is for my sports card channel, is the people love, like, and even Kevin, you like, I'm watching those videos where I'm opening up the old packs, and people like them, and there's three things they always say. My nails are terrible, which is true.
Yes,
I can't pronounce any of the names because they're, like, just before my time. People were ripping me apart for calling
Bob
Ojeda, Bob Ojeda. They didn't like that.
Bobby Ojeda.
Yeah.
And they talk about you backing out of coin deals.
Yeah, and the coin stuff still is popping up, surprisingly. I give them credit for that. I'm just owning it. I'm owning it at this point. I'm a little scared of going to Webster, because
that's right.
People know me.
Dave's got the card guy coming back, and Carrie's going to go do a deal and back out of that one.
Heck yeah.
And
I'd make a lot more money if I did that than if I actually made the deal.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Jeez. Oh my gosh.
I'm looking
That's
forward
good.
To you coming, Carrie, and I'm looking forward to our time with little Kevy up at the Airbnb.
Yeah, we're
going
to go to the Peaches to Beaches.
It's going to go downhill. Bring your money, by the way. I want cash for the Airbnb this time,
No, we got hundreds of millions.
All of it.
Yeah. No, I was talking to Mike about that today. He said that we're just going to split it between each of us, whatever the cost is.
Just I get it for free, and everybody else splits the difference. That was the deal.
Classic Kev.
I did that in college, y'all. I got this place. I had it. Well, my brother got it for me, and we were living in it for years. And then as people moved out, I just charged them the rent. I was broke, man. I'm like, I'm handling all the bills. I'm handling whatever. They're like, whatever. And I didn't pay any rent.
You just charge them enough to cover yourself. Yeah. That's
here's like what I found.
People living in three bedrooms.
Yeah.
Here's what I found in college. Stuff. This is how you got food for free in college. You just had to be the guy that could catch the food in your mouth because everybody thought that was funny. So people would like throw a donut hole, and if you could catch it in your mouth, they wouldn't charge you because they thought it was funny.
Carrie,
so that's the key.
We have a new member to the Wealthy as a Kevin tier over on Patreon. Yeah, ooh. Craig McLaughlin. I like his name.
Craig McLaughlin. Are you related to Kyle McLaughlin?
No, Sarah McLaughlin in the Arms of an Angel.
McLaughlin? Sing I don't it. Think that's how you pronounce it. in the
She's
arms
an animal
of
lover.
An angel. She is.
And Kevin's an animal. Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of
Biggs Collectibles, though. Main Man merch on eBay. Guys, I'm reading the names of our super fans on Patreon.
These are the people we love the
and
most.
We love them. Jake Ryder, CJ Benz, Flipper Skipper, Lady Arbitrage, No Nose Pickers, Brian Semport, Bill, Harry Tornado, Superhero Headquarters, Vintage Sports Lips, Paul'sMerch.com, ABC Matt, Brian Big and Fun, New Jersey Picker, Race Hack Resell, Logan Murky, Side Hustle Preacher's back in the house. And
yeah, I saw that.
Woo!
Yeah, he's back. He was like,
welcome back.
Well, I won't share his life information, but apparently he went through a tough time, and I'm glad he's back and doing well. So that's good. That's very good. But yeah, so are we going to like do any sort of meetup at the trailer that we can tell people about for the Peaches to Beaches if they show
up?
Yeah,
like, see, I think that we're having a sale on the 7th, and I think that's going to be at the Airbnb. And then we haven't planned the next sale, but yes, the trailer will be out there, and yes, we'll announce it. You guys need to – we'll put it in the the Discord, and we'll put it in on IG. I'll put it on IG and let you all know as it gets closer.
What's the event you're planning at that animal shelter you were telling us about?
Yeah, what is that?
I don't have one. What are you talking about?
You know, I'm watching an anime, which is weird for me. Like my first
One
ever
Piece?
Anime.
Everybody's into One Piece right now.
No,
right?
Death Note. Death
Ooh, Death Note is a good one.
I watched the movie, like the live action movie, and I was like, this is good, but it feels like it could be better and there could be a lot more. And then I looked into it, I'm like, oh, this is like a whole series and Netflix has it.
I don't like animes a ton, but it was a pretty good one, what little I watched of it.
Yeah, I watched two episodes and I was like a little sad I had to come to record the podcast.
Well, I'm so sorry that you had to talk with your friends.
Yeah.
I'm like aggressive. Me and my whole family is aggressively tired. Because like we did a big gymnastics meet. Kevin has I can't remember his name. Reagan. Ever been to the Gasparilla? It's like the biggest one in the U.S. Okay. Mm-mm. So they were at that one, and it was like it was in the Tampa Bay Rays Stadium, Kerry.
Oh, cool. Like you're actually Tropicana Field.
Yeah, wow. They're actually doing it on the field there, and it's like 10 different events. There's men's and women's gymnastics. It's crazy, but it was pretty cool. But it was exhausting.
What did
it
you
went
place?
To like 11.
What events did you? Did you go
I
with?
Didn't place.
I was gonna say you're exhausted. What do you do?
That's what I was.
There was this one team, Kevin. I don't know if you've ever seen this, but there was this
like,
one.
What? She's going. Did I miss her event?
Listen, I had my
on
one
his phone
meal.
Eating.
I had my one meal before we got to the arena, so I couldn't have popcorn. So it was a little tough on me. I was trying to think. Like I was reached out to by several people after we did the last podcast,
telling you how unhealthy it was.
They're telling me I need to switch to 16:8, which is a different style of fasting when Carrie gets here. Otherwise, I'm destined for failure because I'm going to want more than one meal with Carrie and Dawn a day, which is not like Danny reached out. He's not wrong. It's
honestly 16:8 is really, really doable. 16:8 because then you're just going to have like two meals and then you're 16 hours of fasting. So,
yeah. So I don't know. I'm thinking about it, but
I've been eating better overall, but my fasting is more like during that 16 hours I can eat, but I have to remember that I'm fasting and it kind of offsets it.
So if you think the word fasting, then you can
I'm just
whatever.
Like, this is a fast meal. This is a meal to support the fast.
No, I've been actually, I will say this. A lot of people have been motivated to do fasting from it. Like in my Flipper comments, because I talk about it a lot. A lot of people have been doing it with me and it's kind of cool. People have been saying they're losing weight and stuff.
I've been doing Impossible Burgers and veggie burgers and fish a lot.
Chemical intake?
Dude, I don't know. I'm not a hunter, so I don't know how to get away from all of this stuff. You know what I mean? How?
Kerry is the funniest, like, nitpicky food guy ever because he just, like, whatever TikTok says that day is an unhealthy thing to eat, he'll stop eating. And then like he'll find another TikTok like, a week later about some other thing that's unhealthy eating. So he'll switch back to the other thing. So it's always like some new things. Like, no, I'm not eating chicken. Oh, you're not eating chicken? No. Only red meat. And then he's like, no, I don't eat red meat right now.
I'm a very health conscious, uneducated person.
he refuses to actually figure out what's healthy, so he just like tries a little of everything.
So I usually just stick to Whoppers and popcorn. That's basically what I do. That's the safe space.
It made me think of Dawn sending me these messages. She sent them to you too, Dave. Mm-hmm. Made me think of could I sell this
all
on
the
eBay?
Time she
I'm
sends
like,
me
what?
These messages.
Like,
it's
of
weird.
Course you could sell this on eBay. Carrie doesn't like it if I do. Carrie, I'm like, fine, buy it. Send it to me. I don't care. I'll make $50 on it.
I don't think I would have been worried about that. I've gotten better about that. I'm selling Nike stuff, but it was really bad for a while because I was worried about Vero's so much and I was OCD about it that I was so picky. And then I was the only one listing for years. And then Dawn started listing, so I gave her the rules.
Kevin's best line was, oh yeah, Carrie doesn't like selling things people want.
I mean, if you look at my sales history, this is fair. This is fair.
A lot of people liked Carrie calling out his net worth from the desk, by the way.
We had people putting like their net worth. I wasn't alone, man. I wasn't alone. That's pretty funny. I looked up a 401k, and it's not available to me.
Oh, yeah, no, that makes sense. All of your listed inventory, your 30,000 enlisted, that's all net worth, baby. It's all net worth. That's all
net worth
assets.
Baby.
You have assets. Many. Your
whatever
butt
those are.
Is sure. one of them.
Yeah, dude. Seriously. Look at how I organize it, too. That's super organized.
Dude, it looks
inventory.
Clean back there. It looks
so
clean.
You know what's going on back there.
This got me thinking because I bought these cards and then I sat in there and wasted 20 minutes. I'm like looking up cards. I'm digging through the box. I'm like just wasting time.
Did
like,
you enjoy
just
yourself,
20 minutes.
Kevin?
I did for about 5 minutes, and then I don't care how much this stuff is worth. It takes my time away from making actual money, and this is, I think, I can see why Dawn does all the work. Carrie's just fiddling with these cards all day long.
Yeah. Dude, but this is my one skill, my one super skill, the thing that makes me so special and beautiful and wonderful, is that I found a way in my life to make a living doing exactly what I want. Is it the best living in the world? Am I at Kevin's level or Dave's level?
Dawn has found a way to make you a living and let you do what you want.
Let's not dissect this. Let's just take what I'm saying at net value. Honestly, the content helps a lot. Honestly, like last month, the content helped a ton.
You're a real fake reseller.
He's trying to be. He's working.
But
hard
it allowed me.
That,
it allowed me. In full disclosure, it allowed me to go to like the card show this last weekend. And I usually have a pretty low budget, like $200 or $300. And I spent like, and I told you, I spent like $1,600. Mm-hmm. But I've
how
already
much
made
have you made back?
About $900, $1,000 ish back in a week. Mm-hmm. About $950 or so. So I'm selling
$300
stuff,
more, and it'll all.
And I have
sold.
Most. Well, yeah, and I have most of this. I have a lot to list.
I got that, Dave. It took me a while.
I've been doing really good. I've been really disciplined. The problem with cards and what got me messed up for a little while is I focus too much on the low-end stuff because I love cards, and I need to focus more on selling $20, $30, $40 cards, which I've done better
at. I bought it with the mindset, Carrie, that I would probably sell that rack pack off and make all my money back. And then I got 4 or 5 items for eBay, a couple for whatnot. And I was just going to take those 85 Fleer and 85. I was just going to whatnot them, just sell them off.
Yeah.
But right? I'm not going to sit there and dig, and I'm not doing that.
Yeah. Well, if you're just looking to sell, that's 100% right. But like,
depends.
Just like I had that 1982 Donruss pack I got at the flea market. This one was the one that did the best on TikTok. But just on TikTok alone, full disclosure, I made almost $500 on that.
Carrie's doing a lot of disclosure today.
So why aren't doing one a week?
I'm doing a lot. Go look at my TikTok. I just did a 1981 one yesterday.
You're rocking your Soda City flip shirt?
Yeah, man, because it fits.
Aren't you supposed to battle rap him, and you keep telling us not to bring it up?
Yeah. No, we got to do it maybe when I'm at your place, though.
Speaking of Shane here, Shane said, I probably shouldn't say this, but he wouldn't mind. He sends me a message, says, I heard it through the grapevine that you were extremely upset at me for posting.
I told him that. It's not the grapevine. I told him that.
I also texted him and said,
and when
Dave
exactly
said is true.
Did I say I was upset about it? He posted
you,
for
I, no, I said,
your rants
I said
with all the swear words.
No, first of all, he posted an Enaman that Carrie bought or Dawn bought and we sold on a Dibdit in Florida, and he and bought it. He was gracious and nice, and I signed it, and then he listed it on eBay for more money. Good for him. Why did you tell him I was upset?
Well, I think it's the history of like 30 times where you've been very upset someone was selling an Enemin, and you sent us a screenshot of Shane selling one, so I assume that meant Kevin was a little bit butthurt again.
There's only two. No, Don was the one going.
You
nuts.
Said tarnation, and it was aggressive, and I thought you were upset.
Yeah.
There's only been two times that somebody sold an Enemin that I was upset with, and Dave was one of them.
So I was running an auction.
I would never. I just lose the Enemins you give me. Yes. I don't know where they are.
They're in your
bag. Actually, there's one in Don's room.
And I explicitly remember you getting all fussy about me selling the Enemin, and Shane was in my whatnot, and I said, Shane, you're in hot water because you listed your Enemin that you bought from Kevin, and that's a perfect way to become his enemy forever. Yeah. That's all I said.
Kevin knows... Anything you do that's online, Kevin will find it. He took it down because you were upset.
Kevin won't admit it, but he was legitimately upset. And if Shane hadn't written and like confronted him on it, Kevin would have forever hated Shane.
Without a doubt. He would have gone on that list. The list of people to the left of you, Kevin. That list
people
we always
to
see when we
kill. Kevin,
I just want you
list,
to.
Like
nobody's recognized my wonderful invention. I've kept this
You've
away.
Shown it up
tied
like
it. Yeah, I know, but you haven't said anything. This is perfect.
Because it's not that interesting, if we're going to be honest. It's kind of dumb.
No, well, listen, everyone was saying Kevin was unprofessional. He's finally professional. He's using water bottles.
Hey, look at all these other professional podcasts out there. Look at all these other reselling professional podcasts.
Yeah, man.
If I wanted a professional podcast, I wouldn't have come on this one.
Look, if you wanted a professional, this is the key to a professional podcast. Just change cast members every other episode. Add a person, lose a person, add three people 1 week and never talk about them again next week. That's the key.
Mm-hmm. We could do like a whole new podcast without Outcast from the locker room.
We should do that.
Locker room outcast podcast.
We should do a podcast with the locker room and then just pick the people that aren't on it anymore.
That have been kicked off. We could actually bring in Trading Post as well.
As far as I know, they've been doing
a long
time.
We could bring Scott
together,
in.
They've been together the whole time. You're listening to him. I'm saying Pure Hustle.
He gets to choose one voice and he chose mine.
Well, it's hard not to that, you know. Hey, speaking of, I only deleted. This is a good episode. Normally when Dave's in a video with me, it's like, you know, chaos in the comments. But there was only one really negative comment about Dave being in the video. And there was positive comments. Wow. Multiple. So you should go read the comments. I deleted the other one. If it was borderline, I would leave it. But it was beyond borderline.
And so I was in the video too, and I'm assuming nobody commented about me. They're just like, eh.
They always come about Don. They shower Don with praises.
Yes, they do. They're like, why are you putting up with that?
You were helping me move something. Yeah. That was nice. People like Carrie. Everybody loves Carrie. It's like Raymond. He acts like he can't do anything, but everybody loves Raymond.
I think I've timed it perfectly. Now you've released a video from that day. Carrie has, and mine's coming out soon, so I'll really have the leftover.
It's going to be the trilogy. It's like The Godfather. You're going to be Godfather 3, so it's going to disappoint everyone.
I think all I have left is that Florida trip, the last Florida trip. That's all I got. So Peaches to Beach is going to have to do some magic for me because I'm done.
I have
one more.
Too much.
Is there a beach involved in this? Are we going to see like the Gulf of Mexico out there?
No, I don't think so.
Are we going to see a peach? Because we're in Georgia. I want
to
eat like
Kevin, I have a lot of footage that's unedited. Millions. I'm happy to send it to you. You can just pretend it's you walking around. Just have it. You have a weekend or two.
They're like, good. Oh, man. Kevin's calves are so much more well-defined in this video. What's going on?
I'm getting destroyed in my comments for this video Elijah edited. Luckily, I talked about it in the podcast. It's the only thing that's helping me is people are like, they heard about it in the podcast. They're like, this is his son, guys. His son edited this.
Why didn't you just put a comment at the top?
Well, I don't know. Did you watch any of it, Kev?
Just say no. I actually told myself I need to watch it, and then I totally forgot.
Did you watch any of it, Carrie?
Because I'm curious.
The picker video? No. I watched a little of your flipper.
Listen, he went hard in the first like 3 minutes where fast cuts, zoom ins to the point where it could definitely get an old lady with vertigo dizzy like the lady from Arrested Development. you know? So I totally can see that. But he way chilled out after the first, like, 3 minutes. And I think it gets really, really solid. And, you know, the heart percentage or whatever is down to, like, a 97 flat, which is my worst ever.
Really?
But the engage...
That surprises me.
Engagement is what you should be focusing on.
The retention is 20 minutes retention. Dang. Which is
pretty
good.
On your video. And you're in it the whole time?
Yeah, 20 minutes of my average retention, which I think is really
bad. That's way over mine.
They must think they're watching somebody else's video, dude.
They're, like, waiting for Kevin to appear.
They're like, is Kevin going to show us something worth money?
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. We'll see. And everyone's like... It's so funny, the Fairweather fans are like, yeah, I'm out. I'm never watching you again. I'm like, it's one video. Like, chill out.
Oh,
my
gosh.
I never
understood people who announce that kind of stuff. Just don't watch. Who cares?
The one comment about
Dave. Respectfully.
Or no, it wasn't even about Dave. It was about, he said something about I don't understand the network you keep or something like that. The friends you keep or something like that. I can't quite remember. Sure. And they said, it's too bad I'll never know what you bought that you used in the thumbnail and title because I'm not watching this video. I'm like, okay, that's great.
That's fair.
Man, that's fair. It's ridiculous. But there were nice comments,
but they,
by the
you know,
way.
What's funny is, like, they say that and then they will watch another one. And at the end of the day, like, and I said, I responded, I said, my son Elijah edited this. I think he did a great job. I think he's very talented. And the next 7 videos I edited. But yes, you can leave forever because this 1 out of 8 was edited by my son.
They're not leaving. I had somebody tell me on a video one time that they unsubscribed. It was right after the video came out. You could see people unsubscribe, but there was no unsubscribes.
This one has had some. Like, it goes up and down. It's plus 33, though, which is, like, totally average.
Isn't it? Yeah.
When did you release
As long as you're trending up, I mean.
Two days ago?
That's
2 days
pretty
ago.
Good.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, wouldn't you? The way I would consider people unsubbing, too, especially if your trend is upward, is that's just people who don't want to follow along with what you're doing, but you're getting a lot more people who do, so it seems like you're doing the right thing.
Actually, yeah. And this other one, Carrie, has 18,000 views, and it's got 19 subs. This one has 20,000, and it's got 33 subs, so. Actually, it's got 19,000, so it's got more subs, more new subs than an old, you know, so whatever.
There you go.
I guess
that's all you need to know, right?
Yeah, who cares?
Because you can lose those people that are just obnoxious and whatever and gain people that enjoy it.
But you can't help, like, that sort of thing. You can't help, like, oh, man, they hate me and they're never coming back. Like, that does affect you a little bit, them saying it. So
I do not care.
You don't care at all.
That bothers you?
You're Teflon Carrie.
Definitely.
If they say
no,
they're never
I care about
back,
a lot of stuff, and you know that. But, like, I don't really care about
the
that
only reason
because
I
I've
care
been,
is because
I've been
like,
through TikTok. I've heard a lot worse than that. That's true. Nothing.
I did that's something. True.
TikTok's terrible.
I did something that I haven't done in a long time, and that's take a comment off TikTok and put it on Instagram and Facebook. I used to do that all the time and get just responses, just funny ones that I know responses. And they said,
was it the one? Yeah. I remember.
You
that.
Should donate all of your profits to the less fortunate.
Yeah, I agree.
And I was like, actually,
that's
I
a trend, actually. That's a trend on TikTok. I get the same person in like every other video I do for like the last 3 months says that. And what I do is I copy and paste it and then I respond with that. And then everybody likes it because I'm like, you should donate your profits.
Pretty,
to the...
good.
It works every time. Like people enjoy
my
that.
My favorite response was old Mr. Knobloch, our former co-host on here for an episode. Actually, he wasn't my co-host. It was the loop. I was
fake
the loop.
Kevin
me.
Was there.
You were That's there. You were there me. In spirit.
He said, I can't remember his exact words, but he said something like, oh, but then if you donated that to the less fortunate, then they would be fortunate. And I just can't see doing that to somebody.
If you donated all your profits to the less fortunate, then you would be the less fortunate. Therefore, you'd be donating to yourself. It doesn't make any sense. It's
the Scrooge response in A Christmas Carol, why he can't donate to the poor, because it would put the people collecting for the poor out of a job if there was no more poor anymore. That's pretty good.
There's a lot of layers to this onion that we're
worried about
dealing, guys.
Losing jobs. I like it.
So do you have like a big sale you want to brag about, Kevin? Generally,
I'm sure Kevin does. Bonanza something sold.
All right, so Kevin literally did brag, Carrie. He texts us, he's like, I sold $3,000 in the last two days on eBay.
That's personal stuff. I'm excited. Though. We've been selling, we've been listing, dude. I mean, it's
Have you been doing that listing thing I keep hearing about?
Holy moly. I mean,
I've listed like one in the last 2 weeks.
I keep hearing about listing, but where do I list it?
This is, you list stuff, it's amazing how much stuff sells. It is amazing, because that's exactly, we've been listing more than any, I mean, I wake up every morning and sit there and list for an hour. It's and stuff's selling like crazy. So I shipped on Friday night. It's Sunday night, 39 sales, $1,815.
Jeez. Wow. I look at my shelf, okay, and I'm like, oh, I could list this on eBay. But then I'm like, but I could just do a whatnot auction right now.
Did you turn the lights off?
$1,900, dude.
That's good.
I was trying to accentuate the red in my face.
That's what I'm saying. Like, did you turn the lights out and turn the bear around so you think we wouldn't notice that you still haven't sold that bear in the corner?
I haven't sold it. That's true. I'm still not broken even on the bear buy.
Hey, yeah, I'm standing by the fact that I support you doing that purchase, by the way.
Hey, I did
sell. 6 years, when you make a profit, you're going to thank me.
I did sell a Build-A-Bear for $70, though, that Build-A-Bear Everest I was talking about. I think I talked about it in the last show, the Paw Patrol.
Right? I sold.
Kevin kept saying, What's Everest? Yep, I sold $70. So
there you go.
I sold.
That's one the guy upcharged me on.
Nice. Mm. In like a half an hour, I opened up a pack of One Piece cards, the anime. I keep hearing about it. And the last card was like a shiny full art card. I sold it in like a half an hour for $40. And the pack was like $7. And I'll make money on the content. But I also sold a cool K-U-H-L jacket for the third time, I
think.
Yeah,
cools are cool.
I got sent back the first time. Second time, the person didn't pay. This time, they did pay. It was like 50-something. And I sold a bunch of vintage college pencils that I got like back last summer when we were picking across America for like $35 yesterday.
Did you get that in an estate sale, or you got it while you were
I might have got it at that estate sale we were at, or
I
it
feel
was
like
at
you
one
bought a
of
bunch
the...
of pencils at an estate sale near me.
And that's like the stuff historically I love to post individually, which is stupid. I just put them in a lot and got rid of them.
Stuff that I also did two other things. I went through and did inventory on my drawers here and on the little loft area right in here, and I found a few items that weren't listed, sold those.
Don't check the crawl space. We all know what's in the crawl
space. Death pile, Dave. I know you're selling that death pile off on whatnot, but man, I got stuff in here that I bought so long ago, and I pulled out of that top shelf in that loft in that other shed, and just $40, $50, $80, $90. Crap that you don't want to list.
You were like,
no, I'm just saying, no, I'm not, because that stuff's been sitting there forever. I sold a little Casio keyboard, not even a big one, that I just didn't want to test and whatever. It's not. Pulled it out of there, listed at $90 plus ship. Wow. You know, that death pile, that trailer you got there, man, there's money in that thing.
People
you
keep
don't
yelling
do
at
it.
Me. People keep yelling at me in my comments for selling stuff on whatnot. They're like, you could get so much more on eBay, and they're right.
But somebody's getting it, at least.
No,
somebody's
making
money.
It's also a sunk cost to you at this point, whether it should be or shouldn't. You're already kind of through with that stuff.
That's nonsense.
I feel like he is mentally.
Yeah, you're right. There's no doubt. I was mentally done with this stuff. That's why I put it up there to begin with. But
as long as you're getting money out, and I bet you even at the whatnot prices, you're making a profit. So it's just, do you want to take the extra time and put it on eBay, or do you want to just take a quick nickel?
It's not as much profit, but it's definitely
quick $2 coin or whatever the heck it is.
And it's fast. And there are things, I realize some things are going to sell for more on eBay, but if the margin is tighter, you know, if it's a $10 item that you sold for $6 on whatnot, definitely worth it. 100% worth it.
So no Carrie's doubt. Was a card for One Piece. What was your sale, Kevin? Did you say, or you just bragged about like, he's pulling?
Well, I'm recording in advance. I don't want to give away all this stuff here. I didn't say one. The Casio keyboard sold for $90. I sold a trombone for $40 plus shipping. Sold
was
a t-shirt. $56.
Yeah, that was probably
for
an OnlyFans sale.
I sold a few t-shirts. Sonar Depth Fish Finder, $40.
You're just making stuff
that
up.
You don't want to list.
Did you test
some
it?
Symbols for $40 or $36.
What are you doing? What kind of shop are you running?
Pet-safe wireless fence,
symbols, a sonar.
You know what? Carrie, it's so diverse. Sell? It could be paulsmerch.com.
Dude, who's merch?
Paul's
some
merch.
Leather pants for $60.
Some of your personal collection.
You. Yeah, telling you. Death pile. Those death pile items are bank.
The chaps.
Kevin's selling leather chaps, guys. Let's
sold
take a look at PaulsMerch.com, Kevin. Let's see. Oh, PaulsMerch has 93 items.
Ooh, he's getting up there. Hey,
I'm assuming he sold most his merch after we did the push, yeah, and then he's recouped it.
Yeah, he posted in the Trash to Cash podcast Facebook group, and people were commenting under his posts. Whose merch?
If I were him, every comment in the Facebook group would just be whose merch. Every comment thread, he should just go in whose merch. That's what I would do.
Yeah, Paul, that's what we want to see. I am looking at his inventory right now. He's got some great items. He still has those six pairs of XL hospital socks.
Somebody go buy those.
Somebody buy the socks, dude. Come on.
What was the thing you had to call out on his story, Carrie? Do you want a cast member hat or something?
I have the worst.
It was a hat. Oh. It was a hat.
What was it?
Domino's?
It was like for Pizza Hut or Papa John's or what was it for? It was for some Burger King, which I worked at.
Oh, and you know what? He still has the little Princess Tiara too, guys. Come on, let's get these sold.
Guys, we put a lot of effort and wasted a lot of time.
I think
those.
He did sell the Burger King hat though. So
did he really?
That's scary.
That's awesome.
I think you helped him sell.
If you guys send that to me, I'll autograph it. I work there. So.
Yeah. Can you look at someone's souls? How do you do that?
You can look at someone's souls. Yes, or you used to be able
filter.
To.
I just don't know how to do
you
it.
You used to be able to easily go to their store and
whatever. I don't care. It's too much work. Yeah,
I know. I know you can do it.
I did sell. Oh, okay, so I'll tell my sale was Halo Reach, the legendary one, that big giant gray box.
Oh, the helmet. With the helmet?
Not the helmet. That's the one I thought it was too. But no, there's another one that's got a statue with like a bunch of different Spartans, like with weapons.
No dope.
And you know, this people could learn something from this. Although I do talk about it in my Flipper video, so if you watch that, you might have already heard this. But when I first looked it up, there was a bunch sold for like 60 to 70. And when I actually like dug into it, I saw one had sold for 150. And it turned out it's because that one had all the little guns and none of them were broken. And the hands. Apparently the hands and guns fall off all the time. And so the ones that were selling for 60 were like missing a hand, missing a gun. You know, and a lot of them would just say read description. So you had to like look into it. Yeah. But then I looked at mine. It literally was absolutely complete. So I listed it at 150, which was like $75 more than the next listing. And it sold. $150.
So maybe we can get a hold of like a Vegas booking agent. What are they called? Yeah. Books? And we can do an over under, like some sort of parlay or something. Get a bookie and see if we can get an over under on the chances of that arriving broken from you.
Dude, I also have someone.
I used your joke. Where was I?
31 days late.
I used Dave's joke and I can't remember where I heard Dave say it. It was, I was watching a Glass show. Oh, I was on Knickknacks. I was over there on District listening on Knickknacks and somebody's, I think. Maybe, I don't know where it was, but somebody had, you know, asked a question about how to ship something. And it was glass. And I said, just break it into pieces. It fits a lot easier that way.
That might have been a Carrie joke, actually.
No, yeah. I think it might have been, actually, but it was on your whatnot.
I bet you the people on Knickknack didn't appreciate it, though. They probably want their glass.
I probably wouldn't on there. I don't know.
Yeah, they're very sensitive about their glass. I didn't find any good glass today at the flea market. I've been finding a lot of good
glass,
but I found nothing.
Yeah. I sold a here you go, Murano style pitcher, neck fluted vase, cobalt blue and white art glass, $35 plus shipping. Not bad. Nice,
which
two
came
of you were
first,
there, so that was
the
fake.
Glass market, the current glass market, or the crazy lamp lady, which came first?
Ooh, that's a great question.
The market,
that's
like
a
the
great
glass
question.
Market's crazy right now.
I would
I'm wondering
say,
if she's
look,
got something to do with it.
This is a good argument. My dog trying to get in because. You know, the argument is that, you know, YouTubers ruined everything and they ruined the market on this or, you know.
She revived glass.
Exactly. Yeah. And so it's when people see something and they want something for the first because they haven't seen it in forever or whatever. And then they start collecting. I think there's a reverse effect for some things, not like the purple Aberlour.
Like
it's not
Inamans.
Like, I'm going to go collect the Aberlour.
Lying dormant at a thrift store at some consignment shop. And then now you can get major money for them.
Yeah, what's
is he okay?
Doing?
Did he fall over?
Oh, he's got a dog to choke. Hey, get it.
It's number 15.
Wallet 15. Welcome. Enjoy your short stay.
Now he's drinking out of his MacGyver cup. I love this cup. It's so multifaceted.
Oh, you're gonna sneak us in. Watch
it's
this.
Like
he's
the
gonna
Swiss
sneak
Army
us in.
Cup.
He's gonna sneak
I like
one.
The other place. I can do it without letting people
look
see.
Look at this. We
dog
can see your Zen in this shot. You gotta change it.
There you go. I gotta get some.
You just give the dog some Zen.
Jeez. Oh my god.
That's why they always want to come inside. They're hyped up.
I've got the wrong list here. I made a list. It was my to-do list. I thought this was the Trash Cash podcast topic list. But I guess.
How much of that list is just set under the tree for 6 hours?
It's wintertime. I don't sit under the tree. I watch Perry Mason. In the spring, so I stopped watching Perry Mason.
Ken,
and I
what are you feeling
the tree.
About yard sale season? You going to have it soon?
No. So in March, there's typically, it's still early in March, like the second week of March, I think they have a community sale about 40 minutes from here in a little town. And I usually go to that every year. And that's the kickoff of the season, but it's usually freezing cold. So
you will have something soon. I feel like when I was in North Carolina, when I was in North Carolina, which is a little more south, I would really get going in like early March. Let me know, guys, in the comments when your yard sale season starts. We got to get that engagement up, Kerry.
Guys, comment. Just say something, anything. Talk about my beard.
Out of my book.
Talk about. Listen, my shirt, whatever.
Lanny Lord commented over on my Picker channel. She said 90% of all bearded resellers, this is like quite a generalization, Kerry and me are affected and Kevin is not, overlook small paper items. There is money in it and it's easy to ship. When you see bundles of paper items, look through it. See if there's anything others may want. Try to think out of the action figure box.
Yeah, my favorite kind of comments are the ones that are very self-assured with no sort of backing at all to them.
Well, I'm literally selling tons of ephemera all the time in my auctions.
I'm selling sports cards, which last time I checked are made of paper.
Small and small. But to be fair, yours are worth nothing. So, you know.
Well, just go look at my solds if you want to see somebody doing marginally well.
We've established I don't know how to look at your solds. If you did videos talking about your solds, I would be able to.
Gosh, man, that's so 2018, dude.
Dude, you know what? That would be really cool to have a card picker channel doing solds.
There is. Like, what sold? There is. It's, what is his name?
It could be American Arbitrage
Flipping
Cards.
Sports Guy. I need to do it at least once a week. You're right. But I'm a picker, dude.
Dude,
I like the
card
picker videos.
Kids, dude, do it on TikTok. You can make them two minutes long. Here's what
you're
sold
right.
this week. On
you're right.
My card
no,
store.
You're 100% right.
Would that
Dave,
work?
I don't like to say this, but you're right. Kevin,
that's one
I'm assuming
free
whatever
short.
You're going to say
that's
is going to be wrong.
Free short
but Dave is right.
I said you weren't going to do it.
Oh, that is
well, no,
probably
that's
right.
Correct, that's correct.
I need to do it though, and sometimes it takes a couple years of you guys ribbing me until I change it.
Wait a minute. The last. So I just you said you read a comment from your video, so I just pulled up my video here. The last three comments, all in some way, shape, or form, have to do with Dave. All of
Let's
them.
Hear them.
So cool to see a bunch of my followers together, meaning the people that they follow together.
Dave is one of your followers.
That was Gary. And someone stole his wagon.
What's Gary's last name? What's Gary's last name?
Ford.
Gary V.
I think Gary's my mom's friend up in Connecticut.
Oh, very good. Someone stole his wagon? Are you kidding me? That's cause for a beating or at least a call to the sheriff.
No.
I'm so disillusioned.
Wait, was there some Webster? Was there some Webster in there? I thought it was Volusia.
No.
I had to hold Dave back. That's what he edited out. I had to hold Dave back.
But it was a Volusia wagon at Volusia.
Okay, yeah. There might have been two different incidents. This guy pulled it away. I don't know. It's in the video, so it has to be that one. Any rate, I toyed with the idea of using that as a thumbnail and title, but Dave already did that. So.
Oh, and it did well,
and then,
sir.
Then Marsha Thomas said, Kevin, why does Dave go to flea markets and yard sales? He doesn't seem to sell much and sort or organize, and he doesn't seem to mail out orders timely either. So therefore, I had to quit watching his shows. They gave me anxiety.
That's fair.
Okay. Ended on a downer.
Yeah. He's like three positive comments about Dave, and one was like
and
100% negative.
Straight
oh, wait,
to the
next
core.
Next one's about Dave here. $225 for a bunch of junk toys that were on the top shelf at Target last month. Nah,
right, no. We established it was Ross's, dope. I thought.
It was Ross.
It was Ross. Guy doesn't even know where to source, you know? And by the way, I made like $400 in profit on those. So,
I had no doubt you.
Whatevs.
Whatevs, man.
For sure.
Whatevs is what cool people say, by the way, Kerry. We're bringing
all
it back.
Coolest. It's true.
Fun times, amazing friends. There you go. Okay, so there was a lot of good comments about you. That's good. I like it. That was a fun sale. That was my favorite, day. I liked that. I don't know why I liked it so much. It wasn't, overwhelming. It just was cool. It was freezing for one.
Something that was cool is, you know, I'd like to get, like I said, I took Tina and my girls to the flea market. They all loved it. Tina, and it's so funny because, when we're driving in, Tina sees, the cop cars and the big line of cars to get in. Because that is, it's a different flea market if you've never been to it.
Yeah.
But it's always like that. And Tina sees it. She's like, oh, you bring me somewhere I'm not going to like. She's mm-hmm. like, this is going to suck. This is going to suck. And then at the end, I'm like, so what do you think?
Did she drive?
Like? Yeah. Yeah. But then at the end. We made it there alive. And at the end, she was like, actually, I really loved that. That was super fun. And she's like, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I thought that was cool. Problem is my kids don't enjoy it unless they have cash. So I gave them cash. I did bribe them this time, but I do not want to give them cash every time we go. And so I don't know how often they'll all go.
Callie's a picker. You give her $20. She's pretty good.
But hold on. Because I'm going to have to delete this from the footage because I sound like a mean dad. But she like goes up and I kind of catch her mid-transaction negotiating for 4 Beanie Babies. And the guy's saying, what do you want to pay? And she's like, $8. And I was like, nope. No, you're not buying those. And the guy like got mad at me for stopping the deal. I'm like, she's my kid. I can stop the deal if I want.
She probably shouldn't even be negotiating with a kid anyway. It's kind of
weird.
Well,
Kevin does that all the time. But dude, listen, she has 2 totes of untouched Beanie Babies sitting in my shipping container because she would never play with them and they were taking up too much space in her room. There's no way she's buying $2 Beanie Babies on my watch. It ain't happening.
I like it.
Worst parent ever, Dave.
That's my old, when somebody criticizes you, my defense, you know, I don't know why you hang out with these guys, whatever. My defense is always, Dave is honest. He's honest, he's funny, and he's a great dad. I like it. That's what I say.
There we go.
I rarely say he's a good picker, even though I think he's a decent picker.
Dave is a good picker.
I know. I'm telling you, Dave is a good picker. Now the problem is he just goes into excess. He can't stop buying, but he buys.
Dave also
finds good
buys
stuff.
With, like myself. Dave buys with his heart sometimes because he likes to buy stuff.
I did. I bought an Alf the other day.
Stupid.
And these books sitting under
that was
my
really
desk.
Dumb.
I'm gonna make. I spent $50 and I might make $35 profit on them. I'm like, what did I just do that? But I could not walk away from that Alf sitting there.
I had a
but
weird
no,
scenario
I do that sometimes
happen.
Too. Sometimes you just gotta sell scenario. Something because you like it.
I go up to this this booth, this guy at the flea market, and he's got a laundry basket full of Nightmare Before Christmas plush. Some good ones, Oogie Boogie, like 4 Oogie Boogies, some big ones. And then he also has like 4 more that are all, I think it was 8 maybe, 8, 4 more that were Squishmallow, Nightmare Before Christmas. And I'm like, I'll pay up for Nightmare because Nightmare does really good on my auctions.
Whatnot,
sometimes better than
eBay. Yeah, Whatnot kills it.
Yeah. Like there's a lot of Nightmare Before Christmas collectors on Whatnot. Not even necessarily my viewers, like just literally a lot of people that collect it. Anyways, and I ask him how much. He's like, oh, I'll give them all to you for $75 for 8 plush. That's high. That's really high, right?
Yeah.
And
really
high. One of them that he has in there, I've sold before on an auction for $50 just for one of these. And I'm like, well, if that's repeatable, then, you know, this isn't like totally crazy. And I sit there for a bit. I was with Flippin' from the Trailer, Carrie, who is excited about meeting you next week.
Awesome.
And I was like, listen, dude, I could do 60, but I shouldn't. If you take 60, I'll do it. And he's like, no, it's got to be 70.
Who does he think's gonna come by and buy that
exactly.
for that much?
I'm like, nah, I'm good. And so I walk away, and he's like, fine, I'll do 65. I was like, nah, man, I shouldn't even buy it at 60. So I just can't. And so I walk away. Like 5 minutes later, he runs up to me.
Yeah, there
and
you
he's
go.
Like, hey, something. let's like kind of get sad though, because he's like, I just got some really bad news, and I'm willing to sell you these for 60. And he's like, you know, it'd help me out if you buy them. So do you buy them in that scenario or do you not? I felt like I had, you know, what? By that point,
do you
like
think
gotten
it's a
lot?
I mean, I hate to say
you
don't
it. Even want them anymore.
I hate to say it, but do you think that's like a line maybe?
Well,
like he uses
looked
to get
legitimately
sale.
Sad.
So well, maybe whatever. It was, who, really? You can speculate on that all you want. It doesn't make a difference to me.
Yeah.
What if you wanted them for $60 and you're willing to pay it, that coming up to me later wouldn't have detracted me from buying them.
But I had moved on. Like, I was, like, kind of glad
there is something
I hadn't
to be said.
At that point. Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of times that happens because it was kind of a deal you probably shouldn't have done, and then you're 5 minutes removed.
So you backed out,
and you're like,
basically.
Yeah, back out plush
well,
guy.
Well, I could have backed out, but I didn't. I felt guilty, and I went back and bought them. And
back
like,
in plush guy?
No, well, what you should have said
I
is
had decided
50.
At that point I that definitely...
That would have made a great video.
I decided at that point I definitely should not have bought them, and I was glad I didn't buy them. And then he comes up to me, and I felt so bad because he looked upset that I was like, okay, I'll do it. Like, maybe he needed the money for something or, you know, there was some surgery.
So what could have possibly happened in that 20 minutes?
Well, I asked him. I asked him. And I probably well, won't put this in the
phone. You're burying the lead here.
That's, it's called storytelling, Kevin. Get on my level. Okay. Oh, so I did.
He doesn't even have to write this down, Kevin. It's natural for him.
Yes. And he said that he just found out his stepsister's boyfriend died. And that was, but I didn't, I couldn't really connect why that means he needs to sell this item.
I still can't.
And I couldn't, and I even asked him, he's like, I don't know, man, it's just, you know, life's short. And so, I don't know.
Maybe that's it. Maybe it could it's be like, real. I don't know. It was a weird experience.
It was a weird
thing.
Like,
was there just a solar burst in your window of your house? Because your face just went super bright, and then it went back to not being bright.
Could have been. Maybe I hit the light or something. I might hit the light.
So his stepsister's
boyfriend died.
Okay.
The whole thing was really weird. But I will say, I went and I bought those squishmallows. So, you know, I'll probably cut a lot of that out of my footage. But I will say, you know, when you watch it, guys, now you know why I spent $60 on those.
It's a good lesson. Life is short. We should all learn that lesson.
That's true. That is.
I mean,
valid.
I think about it all the time. Like, golly, mm-hmm. You know, is it worth arguing over some of this stupid stuff?
Well, and I went to this other guy, and he was like, yeah, you know, I'll sell you those clubs for $30. I was looking at some TaylorMades. They weren't great. They were like, not even, I can't remember which ones, but he was like, yeah, I'll sell them to you for $30. Some guy offered me $50 2 weeks ago, but I haven't had any movement on them since. And I was like, yeah, there's a life lesson too. You know,
yeah.
I didn't buy them either, even at $30, because they weren't worth $30. They had horrible scripts and stuff, but.
That's a big lesson in reselling is if you can make a profit, a reasonable profit right away. You know, what is it? A bird in the hand is better than three birds floating around in a bush or something.
Yeah. Under Kevin's crawl space.
Dead in Kevin's crawl space.
No, I mean, that's like when I get an offer. So for me, it's not like, oh, I had it listed at 150 and they offered me 110. It's like, oh, I paid $5. Yeah, I'll take 110.
Exactly. That's how people should be thinking. Yeah. I feel strongly about that. If you paid right.
Yeah.
You got to adapt. What I feel most strongly about. Second is buy low.
<That's> adapting.
Buy low and adapt your price around
it. I took offers this week because I'm making space, clearing out, and I almost threw away some Jeep Wrangler mats, Jeep mats.
I've done that. I bought the car floor mats and thrown them out because I didn't want to list them before.
I almost did. I'm like, I can't do this. I'm like, these have got to be worth $50-$100 bare minimum because they're in good shape. And I look them up, and they're $100 easy. Mm. And I put them out there for $100 and got an offer that day for like $60 or $70 or something. And
see, there's
I'm
another
like,
one if you want engagement. How many of you guys have bought car mats because you saw someone on YouTube do it and then never wanted to list them and just?
But they did.
Yeah,
so I took the offer.
I gave away. I gave away when we moved from Utah maybe 5 or 10 DVD VHS players, all worth money, because I didn't want to list them. Because freaking Osborne to Thrifts decided to do YouTube for 3 months, and then I just did everything he did because we had DIs as well. And I realized, oh, yeah, I hate
because he was the first one you saw selling VHS DVD.
He
might have
been one of the ones
dude?
That he's the one that expressed it in a way that connected to my soul. I didn't care.
I sold a Denon receiver carry, it weighs 33 pounds. Okay,
oh my gosh,
and
I can't live
weirdly
that
enough, I sold it. For $33.
Ooh.
Ooh, wow.
Which is like one of those sales where you're like,
if you add 33 plus 33, that's 6, add another 6, mark of the beast.
There is a light. Oh, my internet just died.
No, it didn't. You're still here, unfortunately.
Okay, it froze.
I can hear
there
you,
is
man.
A light in this, and I want to know what you do. The buyer paid $94 to ship it.
So you're doing calculated on this.
I did calculate it on him. He paid 94, but when I go in there and I've got the dimensions and the weight, it's saying it's going to cost me 47.
Yes, so which is something refund? I've told you how many bazillion times. They way overcalculate calculated shipping.
No, I know. But do you do a partial refund?
No.
What if they ask you for one?
If they ask me beforehand, I would calculate it to them and I would figure it out and see if
they ask you
it.
Afterwards, you pretend you never saw the message. Kevin 101.
Yeah. No, so back when I first
the agreement that this is the shipping.
When I first started though, I would say, oh my gosh, I way overcharged them and I'd do a $40 refund. But I had a day job back then, right? And I don't anymore. And I'm just sitting there like, nah, I'm not gonna do anything because they saw 91, they clicked buy, and they
you
hit
just got $50 for the handling. Yeah. You got you better just kind of like so rub it down and just
what I don't really know.
So instead of 30, I basically sold it for 70, which I'm pretty excited about.
Is why? Why does eBay overcalculate it so much? I just don't understand it. Why That's don't weird. They calculate at least a portion
efficient,
of the rebate?
It's such an you can efficient do marketplace otherwise. It's
I guess the answer why is because they make a lot more money.
Well,
but
no,
do
Kev,
they?
They're doing
it's
retail.
Reducing sales.
They're doing retail. It's simple as that. That's the retail price
why?
Of that shipping. Why? That's a good question. I don't know why. I don't have an answer to
Or why not do a percentage of it? I mean, I guess it works. It's fine. But, you know, there's enough people doing on their flat rate that it doesn't matter. They're not restricting, you know. Mm-hmm. Here's one why. Is they want it. They want items to get to the buyers quickly. So if they do calculated shipping, it's going to reduce the amount of cross-country items that are being sold and increase the items that are being sold in regions around them. Dave, you're laughing, but it's true.
I'm laughing because I saw Kathleen the Fernway Flipper's comment is $52.31, just like a dollar amount. I'm like, what the heck is that? And
yeah,
I
that's
realized it's
net
her
worth.
Net worth.
That's the net worth. Yeah, that's the net worth. But she's winning me. Yeah. She's doing really well.
I love it. Listen, everybody put
yeah,
your
Dave usually
put
is spacing
out
at this
below.
Point.
No, I was that, spacing out. I can't help below. But space out. But I just
I
like
know
the ADHD
Dave
part.
Oh,
of
it's
them.
So funny too because we're at the flea market and like people are saying, "Hey, ADHD Dave!" Right? They're like they're calling out, and I'm just like, you know, carry how I act. Hey, and I just keep walking, right? Like, yeah. And Tina's chasing him down. What's your name? Nice to meet you. I'm like, yeah, I should bring her all the time.
Yeah,
she's like, so
yeah.
Sweet.
For me, it usually ends up in a 30-minute conversation every time that happens.
Yep.
So.
Yep. Well, and that's, yeah, that can happen too.
Which I like. I like talking to people if I have time.
Dave, I'm 36. I have 100,000 less than you in my 401k. Also, my net worth is probably actually zero. My vehicles, my debt.
This must be under. Oh, he's underwater on stuff.
A lot of it is about people's net worth. That is funny.
And that's the thing. It's like, and that's one thing. And I know reset. Just so the mindset of a lot of resellers.
That yeah. $2,000 a month. Tesla truck or whatever is crushing that payment. You got to be careful.
I don't know a lot of resellers big bucks on automobiles. I was going to say, what was I talking about?
You said
about?
The mindset of pickers. I kind
of
missed
the mindset
point.
Of pickers is not the typical mindset of somebody who goes out and buys a $50,000 vehicle that they're going to pay on for 5 years. That's just not the type of person that resells. Not that there's not exceptions. But most resellers aren't out there, and they're not buried in debt. In order to resell, I think the first thing you ought to do before you ever quit is completely get out of debt, or except for your home or whatever. Yeah. You know.
Or Kevin's solar panels or whatever.
Yeah.
Hey.
Dog
it's,
burial
it's
fees.
A trade-off.
If anyone should have solar panels, it's probably me, since I'm still
Dude.
At like $700 to $800 a month in electric
That's
bills.
That's crazy.
Whatever.
Crazy.
I think it's all the windows and the doors in my house. You've seen the house. Like
Dude,
it's
get
just
rid of
like
them.
A.
Yeah. Dude, it's the fact that everything in your house is on all the time.
Dude,
and it's
speaking of your refrigerator talk.
Everybody in your house is like Dave, video games, movies, just constant noise.
We
and
all have
playing
full-size
and,
fridges in our bedrooms and in
yes,
the bathrooms. And,
yes.
Yeah. So my
you had a light up bidet the first time I went there. He did light up
light
bidet. Up. It was lovely, but I don't know why the light needed to be there.
It's got technical difficulties.
It's something needed to be seen inside of the toilet while you were sitting on it.
Exactly.
My brother has solar, and his solar is like it's like one of those pretty scammy things that he kind of got tricked into, and he's stuck in forever. He's got like a lien in his house, and you know he still has to pay it, and the payment goes up every month, and to the point where it's going to be like $800 a month by the end of it. He doesn't read a contract. You think I'm bad? Yeah, my brother is like the world's worst when it comes to that sort of stuff. But it's now stopped working for the last 4 months. But they are saying it's still working. So now he's getting a full electric bill plus the solar bill, and the solar company saying, oh, it's working fine. There's just not enough sun. But the sun is the same as last year. And so he's like,
well,
so
there is less
he's
sun
stuck
during
in this...
the wintertime.
He's had it for 3 winters. Okay,
so
he knows
mine,
what to expect.
Just so, yeah, okay, I got you. So mine, usually it's been 2 winters now, and there's this winter we have not gotten an electric bill. Last winter we did. Get tiny. I mean, it was like there's the base fee of like $8.50, and then it went up to like $17, and then went up to like $80, and then went right back down to $8. This year we got nothing. There's apparently enough sun that there's zero bill whatsoever. So we're racking up credits, and then we sell the credits back.
I've learned from where Kevin lives is they basically pay you to live there.
It's cheap, insane. Brother. It's cheap. It is cheap. Comparatively,
Carrie,
it is
Carrie,
very
what did
cheap.
You think of the comment from Pothead4461 on last week's video where he said, what's a 1099? Stop contracting yourself with the state. Hashtag mm-hmm. withdraw consent. Hashtag withdraw mm-hmm. your funding. Hashtag withdraw consent. Your children.
He's busy traveling freely on the roads right now with no idea.
I withdraw my children from the schools.
I do love
and
that,
withdraw
that,
myself.
Those videos. The videos
yeah,
of
the taxes. Hey, speaking of. Go ahead. Well, I was going to say, I'll get you off track. So, well, this isn't really either, but I did. No. Did you see that we have a sponsor for the Trash to Cash Facebook group? I decided finally that somebody needed to take care of Chris, New Jersey Picker, and my reseller genies over there. And once a month they post and they give him a little bit code Commonwealth.
Code American Arab, I think. I'm not 100%.
But
at
any rate,
sure.
They're posting over there and whatever. And Chris has a link. So Chris is getting a little bit of. Of compensation you know for all the work. That thing's grown. We're almost up to 40K.
Kevin. I told
Dude,
Kevin
we are,
this, Carrie.
On
I didn't
Facebook,
tell you.
We are so big. What's up?
I told Kevin this, but I didn't tell you. Someone commented on the Elijah edit and said, oh my gosh, if you're going to edit like this, you're going to relegate me to watching New Jersey Picker content.
That's a big shout out for Chris. Go sub the New Jersey Picker. Jeez, that's
and then,
funny.
Or and they said someone else, Gilla Gorilla Resell or something. I wasn't familiar with that one.
Isn't that like a Hasbro like toy or something? Like an old
Gilla.
I was gonna look it up. Gila? But I didn't.
Gila?
The Picking Gilla. The Picking Gilla.
Old.
I need to look at that one.
Hanna-Barbera cartoon, isn't it? I think.
There's our shout out for
that's
oh, the Picking Gilla.
Gorilla.
My name is Gorilla, Heidi, okay. And I'm on the Gulf side of Florida with my husband. We go to
Gulf
I bet I've
side.
Seen her.
Gulf side is like golfing, right?
I wonder what she looks like. I wonder if I met her at a flea market. There you go. Two shout outs, guys. The Gilla, the Picking Gilla, and the New
Here,
Jersey Picker.
I'll give another one. Matt's Profit Pursuit. He said Matt's Profit
Profs.
Pursuits. With 13 thumbs up. I didn't even notice Kevin's mic.
Oh yeah, that's good. Well, no, I think that like up. Listen, there's one thing you can be sure of. If you didn't notice Kevin's mic, you need
you might,
ear surgery.
You might need you need internal ear rectal surgery.
Yes, your ears are busted. Well, trashy. It's like I'll go to these garage sales and I'll hear these like insane. Look at this, the Gilla Picking Gilla has a Gyropack ad in her video. Like a
that's
when you know,
like embedded.
That's when
like,
you
oh,
know
an
you've made it.
An integration.
That's when you
yeah.
know you've made wow. it. When you get 16 messages from Europack or Gyropack.
They offered. They offered
to
me. But
and
I'm
30
American
from
Bubble
Timu.
Boy, all the way
and 30 from Timu.
Yeah, I did. Like I did 1 month. They gave
Timu,
me $50
oh
worth of
gosh.
Stuff. And
I can't believe
was,
you did an ad for Timu, Carrie.
I know,
that
Carrie.
Is sad.
They didn't pay me either. So just buyer beware. I did one video of the two,
you.
And they didn't pay me for the one. And then I still like I got other people. Like they're very unorganized at Timu.
Yeah,
but
well, the contract
looking,
probably said you had
if
to.
You're looking,
two
if you're looking for a $1.50 rectal thermometer, possibly used, you can get it.
I wouldn't do, dude. They could not.
Mm. Oh yeah, you're really careful with the sponsorships you take.
I am, I am, dude. I get offered mm-hmm. stuff all the time. I don't do. Dave,
I got
too.
An ab one once. I got one for like abs, and I'm like, you guys,
I don't like
seen
being,
my
I've
seen
been
my body
no
before.
A lot of ads, and
I say no.
The only one I do a lot of is Vendu. That's like mm-hmm. my main yeah. ad. I just do
Vendu's
ads.
Like list perfectly. List it's perfectly. Like list perfectly, right?
Yeah, it's like list perfectly. Yeah.
It's like if you don't want to list so perfectly, though.
If you don't want Kevin to get your affiliate money, you go to Vendu and you do code ADHDave. It's that simple. Like,
here, look. Who do you think or you can just cross list the old fashioned way through
so
arduous work.
Yes. I have a video
so
coming
personally
out
on each one.
About, I had two commenters and an email about influencers doing ads for eBay. Selling out to eBay, doing ads for eBay.
I
want
to sell out to eBay.
Dude, I've done several, I think two ads with eBay, or one at least.
But I couldn't figure out who they were talking about and whatever, and they didn't respond to the thing. All I can think of is it's those ads that I did see Hustle at Home Mom do one for international shipping. Like, hey, you know,
oh,
eBay
yeah,
international
those.
Shipping is awesome. Like, this is a sellout? That doesn't seem like a sellout to me. I like international shipping.
I want to be
I'd
approached
do an ad for that.
how much would they have to pay you for you to shill the 10 cent increase in items over $10?
Dude, they're not going to give me. I'm not getting, dude, I trash eBay.
You know what I love about eBay? The fact that they're charging me more
sometimes. So Dave doesn't even know about the 10 cent increase. I'm going to bet that right now.
No, what's the 10 cent increase?
See, exactly. I told you. I guaranteed.
Have you not watched Rockstar's latest video? What are you doing, man?
Did you not read the winter update? No.
They update eBay with rules every like 6 months or something.
And what's the story, Morning Glory?
10 cents.
Oasis.
10 cents more on items.
Everything
over
$10 is an extra 10 cent fee.
Who cares? 10 cents.
Kevin cares because he's worried about 13 cents on a Facebook post or whatever.
I don't sell that much quantity. That's not going to add up to
that
much.
I'm not good at this.
Well, no, I mean, like, I sell decent money, but not decent quantity. Like,
That's why I'm going to start selling $40 cards at $9.99 on eBay so I don't get that 10 cent fee.
But is it the total transaction, though, Carrie, or is it the sale? If you're selling
50 cards a day for a dollar and you have an additional 10 cents, right? Is that what's happening?
No, that's $10 or above.
Oh, okay.
$10 or above. Okay. No, I mean, it's a big deal if you're selling a ton, but like not really. I mean, if you're selling a ton, you're not going to care. So that's why they did it, because nobody's
Death of a thousand cooks.
Wait, Kevin, someone needs to argue that this is horrible. Is that going to be you or me?
Well,
I've already done
involved?
It. The video's coming out.
Okay. I don't care. That's my stance on it. I don't care.
Actually, I did not argue. It was terrible. I talked about multiple things in the update. I did not argue. It was terrible.
I'm
a non-expert. I'm just going to go with whatever you guys say.
What I do care about is UPS Ground's price increases this year. I was shipping golf clubs for $7 to $9. Now it's $10 to $13.
Oh my gosh!
To ship a golf club, which is annoying when you list them free shipping for $20.
Go through because
I don't know.
UPS is still killing it for me, man.
All I know is that UPS for me has gone way up.
With the UPS increase and the 10 cent thing, I'm that much closer to begging for my job back.
Dude, I'm not going to belabor the point, but some people don't watch my Flipper videos. My whole Flipper video on Monday was about my car, which keeps freaking braking. I had to do the brakes, and I had to do it, which people won't call it braking. They'll call it wear and tear, whatever. It's costing me a lot of money. The brakes, the rotor thingies, and now the alternator died while I was driving the other day, and now the timing belt is bad. So I'm going to have to spend like $2,600 on my car within a one-month period.
Why you buy cars for about $2,600? Then you could just replace the
car. Which is, I'm at that point where it's like I could have just replaced the car.
Is this for your van?
Yes. And I need it all fixed up for our trip to go up there, you know?
Mm.
Why do you look, confused?
I made a big repair on my car, and it was certainly under the value of the automobile, but man, that's tough to do sometimes.
Would you do $2,700 in repair on your truck, your little silver truck?
Oh, yeah.
Would you do $5,000?
No.
There's a point, right? I'm like getting there with the van where it's like, oh my gosh, I really don't. Mm-hmm. But how am I going to sell it if it's got a bad timing belt and the alternator doesn't work at all? And the brakes are bad.
Do you still have the catalytic converter? That's worth money.
I've got a flux capacitor.
you could sell it to a junkyard and make a little bit of money.
I paid ten grand for that 2 years ago, 3 years ago. So it's not. I mean, and it's a Honda minivan. Like it's got value. It's worth.
I've sold several total cars to the junkyard. One time when I totaled the van because I was trying to turn the channel when I was listening to what's his name, Tony Romo or what's the guy?
Tony Robbins.
Not Tony Robbins.
Didn't we already do this in this episode like an hour ago?
That's what I was just going to say.
Did we talk about me totaling my van?
No, this Tony thing. We did this Tony thing.
No, I'm trying to remember the guy's name. It was
the
guy who got...
Horton.
No. He got in a fight with Jim Everett. What's his name? Jim Rome.
Oh, Jim Rome, dude. Chrissy Everett. That's good stuff. Yeah. This is some old SoCal no-cal stuff right here.
Seriously, dude. I'm glad you wore one of your clean hats for the podcast.
I met Jim Rome and got his autograph at a Lenny Dykstra car wash opening in Southern California.
That's the most baseball sentence ever said in the history of the world.
What's funny is Lenny Dykstra's car wash.
Yeah,
Look it up. Dude. It's good stuff.
Dude, he must have been laundering some money or something. Yes, allegedly.
Exactly right.
Allegedly.
No, not allegedly. He was convicted, I think. That's when you don't have to say allegedly.
No, I got a Jim Rome card from 2434 Collectibles, my buddy down in California this weekend.
Jim Rome is fun.
He gave me one. It's for my dude, collection.
He was, for all you, Dave will bore him to, you know, he's national. He went national and did all that stuff. But he was a SoCal, the mighty 690 in San Diego. That's where he did. Yeah. He did his local stuff. I used
that's
to
the card
to
I got. It's the mighty 690. It's mid 90s yeah. before he went national. It was given away at like the card convention in Anaheim or something. It's kind of a rare card.
Battery
cool.
Chuckers. He was classic, man. Good stuff. Good stuff. A couple minutes and I'm rolling as soon as shrinkage was mentioned.
Yep.
Trashy Panda Thrift says, Dave, I love your nonsense. You make me smile and sometimes groan or moan. I don't know which one that was. Maybe moan. I don't know. Dave, what are you doing? You do this sometimes. You can't just
Dave's
leave
gone.
The podcast.
Dave's gone.
You can't
about
leave sports.
Kevin
you're
at
talking
the
about sports
wheel.
And
Kevin
you
just
lose
starts,
me,
about, starts talking about moaning and groaning.
No,
or stuff
you're talking like about sports and you lose
Picker.
Me and it's hard to get me back.
Picker
I was
says you should sell the pins. Piqua's in the house. Hey, Dave. Hey, and Kevin Hopewell as
he
well.
Called
Danny.
Me right after
hey,
he
that reminds
that.
Me. What's going on now with this locker room thing? They're having a big shindig and party at the 127. They say they're having an after party and inviting everybody over to the. I'm like, man, you guys don't know these Pickers. It's gonna be trash city over there.
Are we going to Tennessee for that?
Yeah.
Are we going north? Wait,
are we going north? We I think Don wants to go.
We haven't
north.
Decided. We're gonna pull a Dave and tell everybody. Oh, dude, here's the yard sale. So go check it out and then go a different direction.
That's what you
the
do
Dave,
all the time
typically.
To us. We'd be used to that.
I freestyle.
We're gonna be meeting up with you because I'm coming from the National Card Convention after to go wherever we're going. So,
oh, the one in Ohio.
Yeah, it's Cleveland this year. The
are
National,
you
and then.
Flying then? Are you driving?
No, we're gonna that one. We're driving. That's gonna
well,
be.
Why
like
don't you hook up with somebody
America.
Coming down? Get called Jimmy or something, and like, hey, Jimmy, give me a ride down here because he's in Ohio. You know. Maybe Roman anytime picker up there
because I'm gonna have my own car. I'm driving there.
I mean, I guess Roman.
Oh, you're
drive
driving
a car.
Yeah,
oh,
that I'm gonna
how
drive.
A road trip with Roman. That would be amazing,
dude. That would be insane. Imagine the memes I would get to see if I was hanging out with him in person. The ones he's too scared to show on Instagram.
I had to unfollow him on Instagram. So like, I was like, I'm like sitting there next to my wife and kids, and one of his things come. Like, I'm out. Roman. Sorry.
I just just like every time I'm like, what am I looking at?
Yeah, you don't want to get caught looking at Roman's Instagram. That's what I've learned in my life.
That's very true.
So Carrie, can you tell us like what 40 is? Is it good? Is it bad?
40? What?
I'm getting stressed about it. I'm almost there. You're going to the doctor. How's that going?
Dude, I've been going to the doctor. It's like not as bad. I mean,
did
I haven't
finally
gone
get
to
that prostate exam you were shooting
yeah,
for.
Yeah, dude, I insisted and it was excellent. Lovely. No, I mean, it was fine. It wasn't, it was like most things in my life. I was OCD about it. Like you've told me before about going to the doctor, like you worry about it and then you do it and you're relieved. And that's pretty much what it
well,
was.
Well, like,
so.
Did they give you a clean bill of health?
So far, so good.
So like
I
you
had
basically
to go,
can just
so
like
far,
live
so good.
Without
I'm still,
stress for like 3 months. And then all of a sudden it'll until, start cropping back. That's what happens to me. It's like,
no,
oh my
he's
gosh,
stressing
I'm
out again.
I have a, I have
Dawn
like a
is
telehealth thing that I have when I'm down in Florida. So we'll see. I think everything's fine though.
So, he's but let's say out. They tell you. Let's say they don't tell you that you're good. You're healthy. How long
I'm gonna
do you
be so
feel
excited
good?
For like 3 hours.
Usually it lasts me like 3 to 4 months where
here's
I'm like, oh,
the
I'm
thing
healthy.
About anxiety. I don't know if I know you have a little bit of it, Dave. I don't know about Kevin, but like the thing about anxiety is it tends to find something else to worry about. So I'll just move on to the next thing. I wish it wasn't like that.
The health,
really
my
do.
Health is not ever something that I'm. I don't know things
just
that like are
my
like
brother.
Out of your
my brother
control,
doesn't worry about that at all.
That
yeah.
Much.
I
things
didn't
that
honestly
I can control bother.
Well, that's the way logically I should think. But it got worse. I'll be honest, like my health anxiety got worse when my dad died.
Listen.
I don't know why, because he was older, but it was just like, I don't know, just at that moment it started
Kevin,
getting worse.
You're actually not thinking clearly because there is something you can do about it. If you watch Carrie, it switched from impossible burgers to beef burgers to chicken burgers to turkey burgers.
Dude,
to
I know
not
so many healthy people
and
that
if you just
my dad
change
I don't eat
up
burgers,
your
though,
healthy
really.
Diet regularly, then
I'm
you
just
will
trying, man.
Live.
I am trying. I'm putting in a college effort. Did I have some cheesecake from the Cheesecake
what
Factory
college
yesterday?
Is it? It's not Ivy League.
Sure. Sure, I did. I'm not like strict about it.
Hey, can we talk about the debt forgiveness for the colleges?
I'd like that.
Some of it went through, like, some sort of college debt got forgiven, I thought I heard. Like, for real. I don't know. Is that you, Carrie? Did your college debt get forgiven?
Not that I know of. I need to look into that, though. That'd be nice.
I don't know. I don't know.
No, it wouldn't be awful.
Oh, what? Kevin's getting political now.
Uh-oh, Kevin.
Brian Bigginfun is rolling around
Kevin,
in his brain.
Kevin, nice. Just pay for my college education and be okay with it. Jeez.
That's exactly right. It was so well
used. Your money's going to my education. How about that? You feel okay now?
Everybody should feel like they should pay for Carrie's college education because it's been so amazing for him.
It really has paid off.
Here's the thing, the money I owe, does anybody, is that really coming from anything? They just create the money from what I hear. They just print it.
They just print it, yeah.
It's just coming out of thin air.
People are waking up to the idea that, the Dave idea here, that a college degree is not the end all and be all, and it's becoming more and more significant for people deciding not to do it. I'm not telling people not to go to college. That's not what I'm saying.
I tell my kids not to go to college every
day.
Yeah,
I have 3 degrees. Look at me.
But you got to
learn what it has
wrong. You got to have skills. You got to, and there's certain things you got to do.
And my son can already edit better than me. So.
Yeah. But my point is that you see all this stuff now because all these universities and schools that have gone downhill, in my opinion, they see that it's not as popular as it used to be. That you had to have a college education where you just simply don't. Some people just simply don't have to. And they're losing kids.
I feel like,
so now we gotta somehow prop it up.
I feel like us, like elder millennials, me and Dave, like we were like the last bunch of people who were fed that our whole lives. Like you gotta go to college. It was a big deal in my family, and nobody had even graduated with an associate degree in my family.
In a lot of,
or maybe
cases,
they had an associate degree. And so I got the first bachelor degree, and I got 3 of them, and it was a big deal. And I was working at In-N-Out, and I got fired, so it didn't help me much.
It just depends on. I saw so many kids in high school that were just pushed into college, and I'm like, this kid is never going to graduate, never, and you're going to saddle this kid with debt. That's exactly what happened.
I will say, I
time.
Saw something. This is not what this show is about, but I did see something.
It
where,
is though.
Where the lady
resellers,
said
you think these
ask,
people got?
You should ask your kid, your teenage kid, how many, like, to write down all the jobs they can think of. And most kids won't be able to write down more than 15 jobs when there's
Here's the trick.
Jobs in the world.
Ask
but they can only
kids,
think of like 15 and they all require college.
Ask your kids to write down the jobs in cursive. That's going to blow their minds.
They're going to be like, that's cursive, Dad.
No, but if you ask them what they want to do.
I should test my son and see what
here's
he,
my thought.
He
as someone who has no kids and no experience with any of this, I feel like if you ask them what they'd want to do with their life, they would actually come up with some interesting things that they could do, like video
be an influencer.
In, well,
Callie says she wants to work at McDonald's.
Dude. What's there's nothing wrong with somebody's got to work. Yeah.
You can hit that goal. Yeah.
Make sure the ice cream machine works, please.
It didn't work last night. We went last night. Anna wanted a milkshake after a competition. They're like, oh, our milkshake machine doesn't work. Freaking every time, man. Every time.
We stopped going to the Wendy's on the way home from my kids' practice because there's no chocolate. Only vanilla.
Dude,
I'm like, I ain't
they never
going
have
that.
Potatoes because that's what I try to eat when I'm eating healthy. And they're like, we don't have potatoes anymore.
Lynn Newton says, I agree with Kevin. Put the show behind a paywall and I'm out. Also, dude, luckily.
Obviously. That well, was yeah, our we, whole point was that maybe 40 people wouldn't be out. That
I
was
got
the
be,
whole point.
Listen, but I'm not done. She says, I got to watch most of Dave's 4-hour Whatnot show the other day. When I went back later to watch the rest, it was behind a paywall.
Yeah, that's true. I don't like to leave lives up, but
it's
a couple
not behind
of the,
a paywall.
A couple, oh, it is.
It's not behind.
It is. No. So
it's for members.
Off my headphone. I don't like to leave my lives up. I don't like to leave my lives up, but I had a couple members reach out on my Discord saying they really wanted to watch it, so I set it to members only. So that's fine.
Yeah. Only fans.
How many people want to watch a recording of a Whatnot?
Yeah, it's not going to motivate anyone to become a member. So it's literally just I was, you know, a couple people asked me, so I turned it on for them.
My Whatnots on Facebook get thousands of views after the fact. It's so weird to me.
Well, they're just amazed at how much people are paying for your garbage.
Yeah, they really are. They're like, yeah, just people,
I've been upping the game.
You're the reason
stuff on
you're
there.
Keeping Paige in business stuff. With all the viewer sales he gets to talk about you getting and everything. You're single-handed. You have a cottage. You've created a cottage industry for a certain group of YouTubers to talk about you, and it's
which,
awesome.
By the way, I don't fuss with people stealing titles because it's damn near impossible. But I did a video with Art, and the girl said, "Hey, do you two have girlfriends or something like that?" And that was in the title.
I remember that one.
Do you have girlfriend? Paige did it. Yeah. Put it on a video. Like,
is he the one that poops while he's doing his what's old and he's sitting on the toilet? He's that guy, right?
Yeah, he's the,
like, literally, he's like doing his what's old.
Yeah, him and the railroad reseller are always pooping mid sales video.
What? Okay, so no, he did this video that allegedly was like, that was like real weird. It was real weird. It was like a story time.
Yeah, like he was doing like it. I thought that was kind of creative. I liked that one a little bit.
It was just weird, though, Paige. It was weird because it was weird, like,
but it was different. Was it was better than Kevin droning on about something he thinks like he's pretending to be a, thinks.
Dude, you will love my video comes out tomorrow, Carrie. You will. Love
I would.
It.
I yes, would. I do like some of your videos. Honestly, it's the,
yeah, you sure like. It's about law. It's about. It's about resellers fighting back. It'll be out Monday, which is yesterday for males. It's good stuff. Go.
You're the
Mr. Brown goes to Washington. It's
you're the
stuff.
Working man's eBayer. I love it.
It ticks me off. You know, you talk about being scared of Vero's and all this crap. This should be this is all nonsense. It just drives me
nuts.
I'm
so confused because it looks like 1 foot flipper shorts are done by a different human being.
How's
are they
that?
The same
they
guy?
Are. No, they literally are. So here's the thing. I actually know about this. There's a guy, like he explained this once. I don't remember on what video, but there's like he doesn't want to do shorts or something, but this guy like wants to basically use his following.
We've talked about this before.
His following to be seen, but the guy doesn't want to do YouTube videos, so he just records it and then Paige makes them his shorts. It's a little bit
I was like, is that Paige? How come he looks so different? Paige.
No, that's the 1-2-3 stunner. He does some weird thing at the start every time. I don't have you guys heard of the millennial pause before? Have you heard of the millennial pause?
Yeah.
This
I do
guy
it all
is
time.
The king of the millennial pause. Like he'll start a video and like 7 seconds in he starts. He'll just be like
you got to make sure it's recording.
eBay, right? Everybody. Like, and he's so good sure at it, too. If
now
he just
I kind of
want to
watch
start,
this guy.
It would be even better because he's honestly pretty good. I like
and
him.
And what
he's
it isn't that done? Now, you're the TikTok guy, Carrie. Isn't that done to get people to sit there and wait to see, like, is my thing
no,
working?
It's a brain. Yeah, exactly. That's well, why the they do it, but it doesn't help your content. It's
apparently
bad.
Apparently, the millennial pause comes from us growing up where we would like turn something on, it would take a second for it to start. Nowadays stuff starts immediately, so like Gen
do you know
Alpha
what?
Doesn't
do
that.
You know what though, Carrie? I tried to train myself out of the millennial pause, and with my iPhone, if I just immediately talk when I hit record, I lose the first 2 seconds.
Dude,
so you literally do still need
here's
a pause.
Here's the thing about
it's
the millennial pause
anymore.
It's called editing, dude. You just start talking when you start, and
that's
then you
I
edit
do,
out yeah. the pause.
Yep.
Yeah, and then
that's
you're fine. Nobody knows you were pausing. Mm-hmm. That's all you got to do.